Time to catch up on Kennedy Malloy for Choice Hotels. Save 20% when you book direct at choicehotels.com with 180 hotels across Australia and New Zealand. Terms apply.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Wednesday edition of Kennedy Malloy. Hello Jane Kennedy.
Hello Mick Malloy.
Hello Dangerous Dave.
Oh, g'day guys.
Here
g'day,
we go Dave. In music's Night of Nights. It's Aria Night, people. Good
a
luck.
A very special night. Normally we'd be there, wouldn't we Mick?
We would
supporting
be.
The That's Australian right. artists and the industry.
Getting,
but it's a different Zoom
drunk,
night tonight.
Doing yeah. shoeies.
Yeah.
Nude I'd in the mosh pit.
Pulling you off stage, Kanye style, getting you off.
Maybe I'll make one of my great speeches.
Oh yeah.
Really well, we might have to reminisce about that. Mm. We'll of course look at all the nominations
yeah,
and wish everybody good luck. I've got some really interesting news about the Queen and some of her likes
Jane,
and dislikes.
I'm
and
ask
I think
you to
she's
let this go. You're
no,
really becoming
you will be
obsessed.
Shocked. You'll be shocked as to something that she shares right. contempt of all.
Just keep it at the dinner table with you and Rob. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Well, we might go with that. Hey, we're going to talk with Glenn Robbins, which is exciting
oh,
to
awesome.
Say g'day and thank him
well,
for putting up with Mick's rudeness
no,
this year when he's been on our show.
He's been a great friend. I say this, we've got two stars of the day, Kel Knight and Dom Knight.
Oh, look out.
Dom
oh,
Knight, formerly
go.
Of The Chaser, funny bastard,
yep. yeah, yeah,
author
yeah.
now, has got a great
Always
book
great.
Out.
He writes great books.
We'll get to the bottom of that. This is a great Christmas rip on the worst year in history.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
it'll be fun to pass around in the
and
Yule time.
That's true. We're also going to have a chat with Charlie Pickering. Gosh, we're busy today talking to all our mates
Oopsie.
Who've been helpful with... What do you mean?
I might be
Oopsie.
In trouble there.
What have you done?
Might be in trouble.
I think I forgot to call him back.
Forgot to call him back. Oh,
is
we'll
that
just
rude?
Well,
oh, yes.
Well,
hey,
depends what
up.
You
I'm
think
sure.
is rude when somebody doesn't get back to you after something. So we'll find out.
We'll go through that. Yeah. This bloody boat.
I know.
This boat. It's the
mammoth.
Greatest thing we've ever done.
We've got the top 10 names. Oh. We've finally got them.
It's locked
so
off.
So we'll let you know what they are. Yeah. That's it.
We've cut it off. It's yep. now locked away.
Yeah.
We on this show, we'll give you the 10 names. It's out of those. Someone drives off in the 38 grand Quintrex
Amazing.
Special. It is
Very
a hum
exciting.
Bloody dinger.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through. I think we've just about covered it.
I think we have.
Yes, it is a big night of nights, is it?
It night is. And
in this state. We're a music station, a proud music
I'm
station.
I'm disappointed
We
not
play
to
the
be
rock.
There.
Yeah.
We do. Well, I love going to...
You could be there
the...
with your ukulele.
Yeah.
You could have opened the Arias.
Could have.
Well, I thought maybe I could, you know, do a little support with Amy Shark. She's been nominated for a lot.
Who would
Just
you
me
do?
In the background.
Who's still on your, like, your yeah. bucket list? You've played with AC/DC.
Yeah.
You've performed... Well, you've done the Divinals.
Yeah.
I've done the Divinals. There's, well, maybe Sia I could do something with.
Yeah.
She's going to be at the awards tonight and we could
She's
both wear the wigs.
Artist,
she doesn't
way.
Have to turn up. She just puts
She's
someone
incredible.
In that wig and,
that's true.
She, and off they
she
go.
She is incredible. She's just directed and written a movie that's out too at the moment.
She's a bit of a nutbag.
No.
I think she's amazing.
She's individual.
Oh, well, why yeah. did you get a room,
unique.
No, I just think that, you know.
Nutbag's ridiculous.
They're
she's not
bags.
A nutbag. You're
oh,
a nutbag then.
Well,
yeah, she's creative.
Thank you. I take it.
I think it's
it
a compliment
intended.
Too.
Yeah.
Billie Eilish, she's out here. She's
well,
going
she's
to be.
Fantastic.
Well, actually, I'm sorry. She's not out here. I think she's going to be involved because, of
okay.
course, this is streamed. So it means you can get people from all around the world. It's
yeah, good point.
Going to be hosted by Delta Good.
Well, so there's no room.
Well, then no, because of COVID. You can't have everybody, everyone's going to be
says,
on.
I'm glad I didn't receive one of my three arias.
Oh, here it is.
In,
How long
in
did
a
it take?
Year when you couldn't get up there.
3 minutes, there it is.
All right.
Mean, well done.
Well, let's see.
Oh, true.
Well, sorry,
well, we
man.
Will miss things like this. Let's have a listen to your accepting speech when you won an award.
This is back in 1997.
And the award for the funniest record of all time goes to Martin Malloy for...
Somewhere deep inside me, there lurks a darkness that's telling me to kill and kill again.
What do you mean by that?
Okay, well, that's very dark.
Dave, come to me when you've won three RS and been accepted into the Audio Sound
yeah.
Hall of Fame.
You don't
what
even
do you
know
call
the
it?
Name of it.
No, it's the greatest.
The Australian Film and Sound Archives.
Australian Film and Sound Archives.
Yeah,
when
yeah,
you're
yeah.
considered culturally
okay.
relevant,
mm-hmm.
David, here's my deal tonight.
What?
Just please
what?
Tell me this. If Darryl Braithwaite gets another Hall of Fame nomination, I will lose it.
He's not going to get it. Archie Roach.
Who knows? Who knows if he's going to get it or not? Well, it's just as
well. We congratulate Archie, who we know is a fact.
Amazing.
Who's going to be inducted into the Hall of Fame?
Well done.
I'll tell you who else you're going to hear. The Rubens.
Oh yeah.
Who play, of course, on Triple M. I love this.
Band of Brothers, they are.
Yeah, right.
And DMA also up for awards.
DMAs.
This is a great song track that we. These are Triple M.
There's some good
songs
stuff coming
as well.
Through.
And of course, our favourite, the Teskey Brothers. Amazing band, favourite all around the world. Especially Chris Hemsworth loves them too. Yeah. I think.
Does he?
Is anyone honouring my cover of Puddle of Mudd's cover?
Oh, I wouldn't
Nirvana's
have thought so.
Cover of About a Girl. This could open your eyes.
I'm standing in the eye. I do hope you.
If that's not Hall of Fame stuff.
I do pick a number.
All right, we get the idea.
That would be though. When I would do a Kanye and walk up on stage and go, I'm sorry.
Do a Kanye? No. You would never Kanye me.
Oh. I would Kanye you. That's terrible.
Jeez.
I mean, I'm to protect your integrity. Okay, when we come back, I'm going to play you something that I heard last night on the television that made me think of both of you. All right?
Oh, okay.
And it might be from The Crown.
All right. Himbos? A couple of himbos? Is it a couple
of
those canoeing twins?
Canoeing twins?
You know the ones from...
I know, the good-looking ones.
The Weinsteins. No, not the Weinsteins. Yeah. The Wachowskis. Not the Wachowskis.
Yeah. Oh, stop
the Winklevosses.
Dave!
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
I'm afraid last night again, dinner, Rob and I were sitting watching. I think we're watching episode 9. There's
Do you
only
shush
one
him if
go,
he talks? If he goes past us, shh.
No. There's no shushing in our house. There is. Would you mind just turning Foxtel controller up a bit louder? If he's talking.
So who's got the remote at dinner? Which, and by the way, Rob, if you've ever been to finishing school, it's, you shouldn't be watching
TV while
you're eating. Yeah. So.
I'm sorry, yeah. But
What's it go? Spoons, forks, knives, and then remote.
Correct.
So who's got the remote? Who's got the remote over
control?
Usually Rob has got it. Anyway, and so we're watching last night. And there's a scene that's quite unbelievable. Rob didn't believe it happened, but it really did. Charles and Diana, the actors, are in a royal box and they're watching a boring opera. It's so boring, right? And there's ballet going on and everything. And I was going, kill me now. And Charles is really getting into it, right? Diana excuses herself and says, I'm just going to powder my nose. Probably
she doesn't
literally.
Say it like that.
Oh, yes, she does. She does.
She tilts her head.
She tilts her head and she goes, I'm just going to powder my nose. So she goes off and the people's friend. She goes, where is she? Anyway, all of a sudden, some music starts up and it's quite up tempo.
Yeah.
And she comes out dancing on stage in front of everybody.
At the opera?
At the opera.
Really?
And I'll tell you what
this
the song
is. Bonkers.
Yeah.
This, can you play the song that I've got on standby? This is what she does, and this really happened in real life.
Oh.
Give it a play.
Oh, it's a great song.
And she's in this sexy outfit.
I don't understand.
She is jumping around on stage.
In real life, she left the box with Charles to run on stage, interrupt an opera.
Yes.
And danced Uptown Girl.
Yes, with a really tiny ballet dancer, right? So she really did this. Now,
why
Charles
is a tiny
is,
ballet dancer?
Yeah, what's
because he was the head choreographer and ballet dancers.
What's he wearing?
Dancers. Well, he's in a leotard.
What's she wearing?
A leotardy dress, right? So they're dancing.
And, they swing
and
dancing
Rob keeps going, this did not happen, did it? Yes, it really did, right? So she's loving it. She's loving herself sick. Charles is fuming.
What's the crowd doing?
They're up on their feet, cheering. The opera crowd are cheering. Yeah, they're all going, yes. They're loving it.
Billy Joel.
So, I mean, it's a good song.
Charles is furious. He's filming because he doesn't want her to get any more attention because he's left all alone.
Well, she's interrupted
on
the opera.
That's true.
Well, she claimed it was a Christmas gift for him, right? Anyway, cut to the next morning.
Is she doing this for him?
Oh, yeah, right. Really for herself is my reading of it all. Anyway, she claims it was for him. This,
has she
seriously
passed the Pakistani doctor yet?
No, shut up. This is the next morning, and I swear to God, and this is a clip from The Crown. This is what happened the next morning with the Queen and Prince Philip.
Okay.
Now, much more importantly, who is Billy Joel?
Billy Joel.
Oh, Joel.
Is Uptown Girl.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my. So she'd never heard of Billy Joel. And who's this Billy Joel?
Who's this Billy Joel? Who's this Billy Joel?
Uptown Girl.
I'm listening to that cutlery clinking, and it's making me think of what your dinner with Robson.
It's not.
He said, "Oh, hello, Jane. Could you pass the Jane?
This
could you pass
the canister?
Is this a recreation of in your kitchen?"
Now, much more importantly, who is Billy Joel?
Billy Joel.
Oh, Joel.
Is Uptown Girl.
I have never watched a minute of this, but I think you've got me. It's like a sketch from Little Britain.
It's amazing.
It's like to,
and now you understand why I just use all those voices when you finish an episode. Princess Anne's just as terrible, mummy. Oh, she's ghastly.
Now,
honestly.
Was there, not that I pay attention to any of this, was there someone, I read somewhere, was there trouble because they'd filmed Australian scenes but not in Australia?
That's true. Wow. There was an entire episode called Terra Nullius, and it's when Princess
Nullius.
Diana
Who's
and Charles... they had to do a six-week tour of Australia. And, of course, during COVID times when they were shooting this, they couldn't fly out here and do everything. So I think they photoshopped Ez Rock in Uluru, in the background. And they, at the time, was called Ez Rock when Princess Diana and Charles
went. I think she called it Ez Rock, didn't she? And
yes.
got in trouble for it.
Oh, right.
That's right. And they climbed it. Well, Charles did. But it's not at all. They filmed it in Spain. It was, but it was funny when it was supposed to be Brisbane and they're on a balcony you can see of a hotel and you go, that looks like Malaga in Spain. It looks like a Spanish city.
Right.
And they go, here we are in Brisbane. And it's relaxed as ever. And here they are in the streets. And they just bunged in a few Queensland police uniforms and some Aussie flags.
You need 10,000 extras in shorts and long white socks.
That's right.
Yeah.
Is what you're
you
doing.
Do.
And where
but
else did they film?
Did they
and, call, and they called it Australia. That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
That'd be like going down to Frankston and calling it the Big Apple. Hey, here we are, guys.
Well, I suppose, they had to do what they had to do. It was Almeria, another spot in Spain. The Opera House was cut and pasted into a shot. They did that pretty well. But the Almeria is where they, in Spain, it's sort of right in the heart of Spain, and it's where all the spaghetti westerns were shot.
Ooh, I love
desert. I love a good spaghetti western.
Hey, can I just tell you, though, I believe, if my memory serves me correctly, I don't know if that's the tour, but there's on one of those tours where Prince Charles, who I'm warming to, by the way.
Okay.
Who, when he came out, he was. Remember, someone rushed the stage.
Oh
and
yeah,
attacked the stage
in Sydney. It was.
Oh yes,
and
yes.
It was an anti-climate change protester with an aerosol can.
That's right. Yeah.
And but if you watch
security.
It, he does not miss a beat.
You're right.
He's just there playing with his cuff link. Who is this dude? He's there. He doesn't miss a beat. Yeah. Some of the most incredible footage I've ever seen.
They're very calm, the royals. Even the Queen, there's an episode where, remember the guy, Michael Fagan, climbed through the window twice and the second time he sat on her bed and had a conversation with her.
So when he does it, it's fine. Hey, can we just play
when
it a bit and we'll
do.
Go. We'll go.
All right.
But just once
more. Once more. Here we go.
Now, much more importantly, who is Billy Joel?
Billy Joel.
Oh, Joel.
Is Uptown Girl.
What are you talking about?
This is Kennedy Malloy.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy. Kennedy Malloy.
Charlie Pickering, going to check in on him. We've got Dom Knight. He's got a new book out. We'll talk to Dom. We'll be talking about our boat finalists, giving away the Quintrex boat and trailer worth
$38,000.
But joining us right now, as we're sort of saying thank you for the year to a bunch of our friends of the show, Glenn Robbins on Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Glenn.
Hi, guys. Let me paint a picture for him down the park. At the end of the street, they're rolling a wicket, the kids are playing cricket, I'm going on the swings and slides.
You need a bit of RP7 or what is it? I can hear a squeaky swing.
Yeah, WD-40.
WD-40.
That's Glenn whistling when he when he speaks now. It's when you get to a certain age, that stuff just kind of happens. How are you going in the park? Are you enjoying your freedom? As you, we know you live in Melbourne and you've been in lockdown because you have, as we point out, been in a high-risk category. But you're now out and about, and are you enjoying it? What are you doing? Are you like running through sprinklers?
I'm babysitting, actually.
Well, how'd you get lumbered with that?
Well, I'm quite enjoying it. The only thing is, here's what worries me, is when you pick him up for babysitting, it's got like getting a hire car. You know when you have to go and check the hire car with all the dents and scratches? So if he's got a scratch on him or a little bruise, you've got to point it out to the mother before you go, I'm going to point that out now. Well, that bruise is there now. We didn't do it.
You need to take a photo, Glenn. You need to take a photo when you take possession of the child.
So there's no claims that are put in after the event. You go, okay, we got one scratch. We got two bruises and we've got a bit of a red sore lip there. So,
how do you go when there's a spill or something? How is your soothing? How's the soothing, Glenn, go?
I think I'm pretty good. I think I'm pretty good. I lifted him up before to show him over the fence and I put a big scratch on his leg. But I'm going, you know what? You know, he needs a bit of rough and tumble, you know, I was a little bit soft when I was a kid and still am. Yeah. So, you know.
Glenn, when my boys were younger, they just started talking, I had trained them to run up to single women in the park and go, my daddy's lonely. And then I would run up and go, sorry, these guys are so really, they're a handful, sorry.
Did you see what I've been doing for the greater good amongst kids with Russell Coit? Did you read that in the news?
No. What's Russell Coit doing?
You did see that, surely. When Russell Coit with a little girl got bitten by a snake. You don't know the story?
No, I don't know the story. Please tell.
Oh, so a little girl was bitten by a snake. This is true. And her mother, it was a tiger snake, so it was really dangerous, obviously. Mm. And her mother was ringing the ambulance, and she said, it's okay, Mum. I know what to do. I saw it on Russell Coit. And yeah, it's true.
And then, what did she do? Drop her pants and waddle off.
Or crash a car. Or what?
Throw a stick of dynamite into the river.
So she rang up 3RW and I spoke to her and I said to her, well, as Russell Coit, I said, well, you probably want to nominate me for Australian of the Year, which is, and then I also said to her that, you know, perhaps they should change the national anthem. You know, I got a little bit carried away. But, yeah, so there you go.
Can I ask you this? Amazing. Is there any truth to rumours that you've been romantically linked with Terry Irwin?
Oh.
I'm just saying you, I don't know whether it says you or as Russell Coit, but.
Terry Irwin?
Yes.
Which one's Terry Irwin? Oh, Terry Irwin. No!
Which one's Terry? She's the only, the widow. The widow of Steve.
I was kidding. Because Bindi's having a baby.
Yes.
She's married.
Yes.
And then there's Bob. And I'm good friends with Bindi. And I am, well, you know, pretty good friends. And Bob, I don't know that well.
Yeah,
and Terry, you know. But I just thought it was either you or Russell Crowe that was involved with it.
Russell Crowe, Richard Wilkins.
Yeah, the list goes on and on. But we thought you might be a good
one. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Hey, mate, what are you doing for Christmas? How are you going to spend Christmas? What's your... personally, thank you. We love it when we've had an opportunity to talk to you, and you've been promoting stuff and coming on our network, and it's always been great.
Thank
so we thank you for coming on. What are you doing for Christmas? What are you up to?
Well, I'm just remembering now we've got a grandchild involved. It's probably me doing Santa again. And
that would be great. You'd be Santa very Santa. Similar to Uncle Arthur?
Don't sit on Santa's knee.
Yeah, that's right. He's got a bit of a funny smell about him.
Stop it.
And if there are any kids listening, Santa is real.
Yeah, of course.
So that's not, you know. Hey, you know
what? Yeah, but Santa does arrive in shopping centres. That's what we mean.
Friends.
They're real.
I'm just down the real guy.
I'm just in the park now, and you know what's everywhere in my area? I don't know whether you've got it. Is where they put spoons in the ground?
Oh, yes.
Little faces on
them? Oh, yes. Yeah. The wooden spoons. Yeah. The COVID spoons.
Yeah.
Mick doesn't know what we're talking about, but I saw them everywhere.
There's little families made out of spoons and they put faces. They're made by little kids.
Why?
I'm loving
them. That was a nice idea.
Because it's something community-minded, Mick.
Can you take one?
No, you put them out.
Well, you don't steal.
You kick them over. You kick them over.
You don't.
Oh, it's a lot of fun kicking them over. Seriously.
Do you have your grandchild in like one of those papooses as we speak? What are you doing, Glenn? He's over there.
Now, we've been running under the sprinklers. Seriously, it's been something out of like a Tom Hanks movie.
It's like a montage, isn't it? You'll be buying gelatis in a minute. You'll be skipping yonnies down the road.
Yep.
Hey, we better let you get back to it. Thank you for your time. We'll see you on the golf course.
Are you on next year? Are you coming back?
James, well, not I am.
You are both coming back.
Dave, jury's out. We're yet to be signed. No one said anything.
No. It's all right. It's rough and tumble.
Yeah,
who knows what's going on?
Yeah, me and Dave O'Neill are probably going to take over.
Hey,
I'm sorry,
not a bad team.
Have you got a podcast out? What have you got?
Somehow related. Oh,
is your child all right?
They're practicing cricket. They keep it down, you kids. What are you I'm talking on the radio? Seriously.
Hey, who's on the latest episode?
Who's on? Just me and Dave O'Neill.
We're talking about camels and the common cold.
Camels and the common cold. What's in common?
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Well done.
Yeah. All right. Go and have a lie down, sir.
Thanks, Glennie.
Put your mask on.
Guys. Merry Christmas.
You too. All right. There he is. The great Glenn Robbins joining us on Kennedy Molloy. More to come. Charlie Pickering soon, then Dom Knight.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Charlie Pickering coming up. Song Whisperer, then Dom Knight as well. Gee, a lot of guests on the show today. Lots of fun.
And we're going to name a boat. Well, we're going to give you the finals to the
top 10.
The top 10 of the
boat name.
Quintrex.
You know I love a headline.
Yep.
There are some ones in the past that I've loved. Gordon Ramsay's Porn Dwarf Double found dead in a badger's den.
Yeah.
I mean,
extraordinary.
It's pretty strong. It's the whole story. Pretty strong.
There's a lot there.
And one recently, which I liked, was Russia's Sausage King killed with crossbow in his home sauna. There's a lot to unpack there.
It's very hard to get a crossbow in a sauna. I always thought it'd be so big.
Correct.
How do you pull back the bow?
Yeah. Who knows? So that's part of the problem, I would have thought. And then Gordon Ramsay. What's a porn dwarf double? Well, firstly, why do you have a porn dwarf double?
Good point.
Why is he in the badger hole?
Yeah.
And, I mean, you know, you spend hours on this.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of detail analysing it.
Well, there's another one that's hit my
Well, this is quite distressing, isn't it?
Sex Pistol star Johnny Rotten bitten by a flea on his penis after rescuing squirrel.
This sounds like one of those games you play where you have to use up every word.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Might not be relevant at all to each other, but true.
Rotten. So what happened?
Johnny Rotten has been bitten on the dick by a flea while trying to rescue a squirrel. I ask you, if that's not a 10-part series, like The Crown, I don't know what is. I mean, that guy's been in some of the hairiest situations of all time. He's had gigs shut down. Yeah. He's been involved in punk rock. He's had to leave venues.
He's
been bleeding. Death threats, extortion.
Yeah.
No, he'd never imagined getting bitten on the dick by a
flea. He befriended a pack of squirrels at his Venice Beach home because he lives in LA now. Right. He said he's had to smother himself in Vaseline to ease his discomfort. It was just an added bit to the story.
Unless this is a very bad cover for something he was up to.
That's true.
Someone bursts in, Johnny Rotten really covered in Vaseline with a mark on his penis.
Cheery, man.
What happened? I was just rescuing a squirrel. You know.
Down the hole.
I tell you who I reckon might have been bitten on the dick by a flea is Greg Norman.
This is in reference to the photo.
Do you know what?
I'm looking at it again now, and it's making me query.
I wish there was a girl in that picture, because then we could do it as a poster.
Oh,
yes.
Kennedy Molloy.
Yes.
Yeah. Have a look at him, come on, Dickie.
I think we're alluding to the fact that he looks like he's got an enormous penis basically popping out of his shorts.
Thank you, John.
There's no other way to say it. People go, what are they talking about?
Yeah. Do you know what he's done there?
What?
It's the old Chippendales trick.
What's that?
Is this your insider knowledge?
You're backstage and you're warming up.
Right.
And please, I'm going to use a technical term.
Okay. Am I going to dump this?
Hang on. What?
When you get half a chubby.
Okay.
You lacquer up.
Is that dumpable?
Oh, that's gone to word. Too late now.
Okay. That's your call, Dave.
So what?
Quick date.
But how do you do that backstage? Well, how would you get one?
Oh, well, gee, what do you reckon?
We don't need to watch
the Crown, possibly. I don't know. But...
Well, each to his own.
Okay, I'm getting really worried looks from our producer. Sticking out there. But have a look. He's got a...
Greg Norman.
Greg Norman.
Who was Greg Norman?
What is that tremendous beast?
What is he doing?
His pants.
Oh, strapping young fellow.
Is he about to knight someone?
Oh, good lord.
All right.
We better go to a break.
Charlie next.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Charlie Pickering in just a moment on Kennedy Molloy, Jane Kennedy Mick Molloy.
I have been informed that half a chubby is an okay term
to use.
Yeah,
we check with the lawyer.
We don't have to repeat it.
Yeah,
we don't have to repeat it. We can let it go.
It was used in reference, of course, to this photo doing the rounds of Greg Norman strolling the beach with his faithful pooch.
Yep.
And a bit of help in the downstairs department. He's on fire there, putting Richard Wilkins to shame.
Yeah.
He's thinking about something that's very pleasurable.
Well, he seems to be, going okay in the engine room. And it's caused quite a bit of concern, and Paul's on the line now. Paul, you heard us talking about the photo. You went and saw it. What do you make of it?
Well, g'day, Joe, Mick and Dave. I brought it up for the first time, and first thing I noticed was the dog seems to be impressed as well.
the dog is staring it, and in fact, I think it looks like it wants to fetch it. Its tail is wagging,
nice.
And he's about to take him down. Yeah. You can see it puffing along. Throw it. No, you can't. All right, hey, give him a prize.
One. Case of Brick Lane, got the draft on its way to you, Paul. Well done, mate. Thanks for calling. Appreciate that. Available at Dan Murphy's too.
Tell you another man who likes to stroll the beach, packing. Here's our next guest. It's Charlie Pickering. Hello, Charlie.
Great to have you join us.
Great to be with you. And the Greg Norman shot's amazing. Like, he's really been working on his swing. And it's coming through nicely.
He has. Grip it and rip it, as they say in the classics. Hey, now, Charlie, I owe you an apology. I want to start off the bat. I want to apologise because you rang me yesterday and I was in a meeting, so I put you onto a message and then entirely forgot to call you back. And I'm speaking to you now for the first time since that moment, and I feel terrible that I didn't get back to you, and you must feel me incredibly rude, yes?
No, well, it's fine, Mick. It didn't really bother me until you shared with a listening audience how low I am.
it was just one of those things that slipped through the cracks, and you must have been sitting there going, what a showbiz arsehole. I gave him a call, and then he's, and I didn't, and I'm just apologising, because you know, I think the world of you. And
How do you feel about that, Charlie?
Are you upset with me?
All arseholes, no showbiz. So that's fine. That's totally okay.
That's good. I was just wondering, Charlie, because you texted me last week and asked me a question and I replied. I just wanted to know whether you got my reply.
I mean, that is why everyone wants to work with Jane Kennedy, because she is a legend in the business, but she treats everyone with the respect that she would ask to be shown herself. And that's absolutely true. I don't think I've ever had to wait on a reply from Jane. And,
no.
I'm quick. I am so annoying to everybody I know. I'm so trigger.
But did you acknowledge Jane's reply, though? Did you? Because Jane, I think you asked Jane, and because she's been, I was reasonably upset. Emotional about it.
Did Jane reply to you
and you then not acknowledge her reply, I think is what I'm getting at.
Well, I think maybe Jane and I just work on our communication. so that we understand each other better. But the fact of the matter is there was to and fro, there was give and take. There was an exchange.
There was a lot of to, but I don't think there was enough fro. I think that's the problem.
I'm yet to feel that from Michael Molloy.
Anyway, what was it? Can I help you? What was it? What were you
serious?
No, maybe we can do this off air. We'll do that off air. I just wanted to get all the uncomfortability out of the room.
We're good.
Jane's mentioning her relationship with you.
No, I've got to tell you, you can't say anything to Mick Molloy in private because it will end up on air. Trust me.
Yeah. it's wonderful to be content.
Charlie, we want to thank you for all your input over the years. You're one of our favourite guests. Yep. And we love having you on the show, and we hope you'll come back and join us next year as well. I'm not winding you up, by the way. That's just a nice thing for me to say.
That is lovely. And of course I will come back. Just give me a call and I'll reply.
All right, what's going on in your world?
Yeah.
Well, it's funny. Everyone around me is very happy that lockdown has ended and life is going back to normal. And I was as well until something started to happen in my street that I'm not happy with. Now, I've shared some of the tensions of my street with you guys.
You have. I know everyone in your street.
So
I love the antics. This is a sitcom.
Well, there's one household who I don't know, and it's for good reason. The house next door to us has been empty since before the first lockdown, right? It was up for sale, and they didn't get a chance to sell it when lockdown happened. They haven't been able to get anyone through. It's been completely empty throughout lockdown. Then as of today, they are starting to take people through, and it is back on the market. It's the first time they've been able to sell it, and I'm not happy about it.
Why?
Why does it affect you?
Because while there's been no one there, I've been using their recycling bin. And the idea that they will be taking back their recycling bin makes me very upset at all. Because I've had to get a lot of, I've lived off deliveries through lockdown, and I've built something of an Amazon habit. And there's a lot to recycle. And do I have to give the bin back? I guess that's the big question.
I think you have to give the bin back because it's not yours. You could argue under the rule of squatters' rights, which is if you're squatting in a house, you can say you own the house. Now, I know you haven't squatted in it, but you've been like bin squatting, really, haven't you?
Do you know what I could do is the next time they're open for inspection, I'll just scribble in the Section 32 information of sale document and just scribble an extra clause: sale does not include recycling bin.
Council bin not. I was thinking when you have an, it'd be great to have an extra recycle bin. I wouldn't be putting in so much cardboard as bottles. That's what I was thinking was going to be in your bin.
That's why I've gone on to bin number two for the box.
So I don't mean to sidebar you here, but in my neighbourhood, we've just introduced the bottle bin. So I now have three bins, but it's been poorly thought through. So I've got the one main bin. Which is just for household refuge and body parts. Yep. So that goes out like every week. Yep. And then it alternates between cardboard cans and then bottles.
Yep.
But the bottle bin, let's just say, is a tad under. So it's smaller.
It's a bit of a squeeze.
So they've given you a smaller bottle bin. And I'm going, am I being punked? Is this someone challenging my lifestyle? Is it like my mum has gone, give him a smaller one?
Charlie, this is a man who can't even get out of his own house because he locks himself in to trap minor birds in there. So he's the crazy man who's down the street with three bins.
When you say it like that, it sounds dumb. But.
It's funny because I personally sense the latest heartwarming Mick Molloy film where he takes on the local council to demand a larger bin for his
house. And in the final scene,
Crackerjack 2, it really has a good feeling to it.
And in the final scene, I open the lid and glass everyone with the bottles.
That took a turn.
Hey, Charlie, we've got to go. Love to catch up with you, mate. And
thank you, Charlie.
Have fun over Christmas.
We've loved having you.
Whatever holiday you're celebrating, I don't care. Have a good one. Yeah.
Have a good one, guys.
You got it.
Happy Hanukkah.
Great Charlie Pickering there. Friend of the show back next year.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We've got the top 10 names for the Quintrex, the $38,000 boat and trailer coming up soon. So if you've entered online or you've rung through to the show, your boat name might be coming up and we'll announce it on Friday. Wins the boat. Good luck.
All righty then.
Kennedy Malloy.
What else?
Another big hour. We've got Dom Knight's coming up. Oh, you want the song whisperer now?
Change the song whisperer.
Been a bit kooky lately. Can you straighten up? Can you? I don't know.
No,
I don't know.
No, not today.
I can't read you anymore. No, is that a no?
This is
where are we going, song whisperer?
We're going inside a woman's mind. This is a woman's internal voice. She knows the voice is both part of her and apart from her. She names it. Mm-hmm. She owns it. She tries to silence it. She fails. The voice persists, and she abides. It's a volcano. temper and rage bubbling under the surface. It's an eruption of pain and rabid vitriol. It exists in good times and bad. Careful if you give her a golden ticket, because she's bringing a guest.
Is it Sandy from Olivia Newton-John?
Grace from Grace?
Yeah. Sandy. Her no. Sandy.
No, it's not.
Isn't didn't you sing that same tune to Mandy?
Okay, yeah, Jane, you know what?
Sorry.
It's the last
I'm going to give a proper
it's the last
answer.
Week I'll allow it.
Thank you, Jane.
I'm saying it is Alanis Morissette with You Oughta Know. And I'm here
to remind you.
Obvious.
That's a good guess. Alanis.
Sounds like a yeah, is that?
It's
is that
not Alanis. No.
Something Billie Eilish might get up to.
Oh, Billie Eilish.
Mm, yeah. Oh, that's very groovy of you to say Billie Eilish.
I think she's pretty cool.
The middle name's Pirate.
I beg your pardon.
Well, that's very
Billie
cool.
Billie Eilish has several middle names. One of them is Pirate.
You are full of
we could all do that, couldn't we?
Mick Pirate Malloy.
I didn't get a middle name. My sisters did. The girls did, the boys didn't.
We should name it. We should get
did
a name
Pie Face lose interest?
Next competition.
Name the boat competition.
Mick's middle name.
I'll tell you
do
what,
it.
I'll do it.
Deep
we'll
hole.
Have a competition yes. and we'll do it and I'll change my name by
that's
Deep Hole.
Funny.
And I will get the middle name.
You've always wanted.
Because my boys, Fred
yeah,
Buster.
Yeah, they've got middle
Fred,
names.
Fred Buster, Lenny Walter.
I love that.
Her Fred Buster Boomsticks and Lenny Walter Woo Woo.
Right.
Are their full titles.
All right.
All right. Are you going to have a guess, David?
Is it... no, not that one. is it...
It's not Billy Joel.
Is it this one? Meredith Brooks.
Another Bush.
Great
Kate
Bush. Oh, yeah. Kate Bush.
It's not Meredith.
Yeah,
Bush.
That's a good guess.
Crazy volcano.
Yeah. Well, if you know, 133353, get involved, Song Whisperer.
Come on.
This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
In this hour, people, we lock it off. That's it. It's final. The final 10 boat names will be announced, and we'll knock them down to 5 and then announce the winner on Friday. Ooh, this is it.
Very
the business end of proceedings for the Quintrex. 38 grand in the offing to make the best bloody summer ever. Make no mistake. What else, Jane?
I got chills. We've also got Dom Knight. He's going to pop in today, and he's got his new 2020 dictionary out, which we love.
It's a cracker.
Let's just say it's a bit of a twist because this is COVID heavy.
Yes.
And words that we never thought we'd be saying
a
or
great
using.
Book to remember a very bad year by. Yep. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top. For the old Jay Mondo, the song whisperer, who's gone a bit.
Yeah.
Off
what?
On the grid today. I don't quite get it.
It's a tough one.
Quite like it.
Yeah.
Sounds a bit kooky.
Well, I like its theme, womanly theme.
Well, it's a common one, angry women with a lot of angst. Why are so many female vocalists angry, Jane?
Because I'm writing bad there's songs so about many men. Idiot like, men.
Yeah, men are get stuff, men.
Yeah.
You
well, a rule.
Don't touch me.
Why
is
that?
What happened to Love, Love Me Do?
I don't know. It's men do write men. Beautiful, sweet love songs,
we're
don't they?
You're always writing songs.
You're
about
always writing
chicks.
Lovely songs.
Mandy, Layla, you name them.
Sandy.
Sandy. Oh, Sandy, baby.
I don't know.
Song. Do you know
I
what?
Don't know.
I've sung that.
Have you?
Okay, going, what's your thing?
I've been going through your karaoke songs of 2020. There are at least 28.
Really?
I could put out a double album.
You could.
Yeah.
All right. This song. This is a woman's internal voice. She knows the voice is both part of her and apart from her. She names it. She owns it. She tries to silence it. She fails. The voice persists and she abides. It's a volcano. Temper and rage bubbling under the surface. It's an eruption of pain and rabid vitriol. It exists in good times and bad. Careful if you give her a golden ticket, because she's bringing a guest.
Or none higher. Pussy.
No.
No.
Well, it's
okay.
They're women who are just strong and independent. They're not
correct.
Necessarily angry.
Well,
Mick. No, just women are angry
volcano,
at you.
Volcano, hello. Volcano, erupt, go bonkers. It's not a good one.
Right. Shall we go to our callers and
rage,
find out what they think?
Temper and rage bubbling under the surface. The defence rests. Jane Kennedy.
All right. The defence rests and you are the winner.
All right. Mullets is on the line. Mullets. What? Okay. Well, mullets. You got a mullet, have you, mullet?
Yeah, g'day, guys. How you going?
Yeah, good.
I've got a little mullet. I've had it for a couple of years. Yeah, about 40.
Only a couple of years. So they only started calling you mullets in the last couple of years.
Yeah, no, 40 years I've had one.
40 years? I like a man who sticks with it.
Yeah.
He goes with something and sticks with it. Good on you.
That's it.
Hello, mullet.
What's your song?
I think maybe Janie's Got a Gun.
Janie's Got a Gun. Oh, yes. Yeah. Woman's internal voice. Sounding a bit rough.
Yeah. It is an angry woman.
It is not Aerosmith.
It's not Aerosmith.
Oh, mullets. What about a case of Brick Lane coming your way?
That sounds fantastic.
You look good honking onto a brick. Good on your mullets. Yes,
can I just say it's not just women angry with men. Did you know that it's just coming out that Karl Stefanovic had to apologise to Anastasia Palaszczuk because his wife made a drunken Friday night call begging her to open the borders. Carl had to apologise on air about it.
So they had her phone number?
Yes. Well, Carl had her phone number and she's just, I'm going to tell you, I want those Queensland borders open. And it's done that. Yeah.
That's good pretty on funny.
You. Bit of a tipsy Jasmine did that. Yeah. So women can be angry about other women. Sure. Jason, what's your thoughts?
Sorry, you caught me at a weak moment after hearing Sandy for the first time in a while. I'm a bit misty.
It's a beautiful song.
Oh, that is gorgeous, guys.
If any girls out there would like me to sing that to you, give us a call.
Let's see. All right. Come on, Australia.
Yep.
What's your song?
Gloria by Laura Branigan. Gloria.
You know I've done a film with...
Oh, my God.
Well, you know I've done a film with Laura Branigan?
Done a film
it's like
with
a
yes,
two-hander.
We do. Yeah.
It was like a film she filmed Neil, in Australia called Backstage.
Right. Yeah.
And she was playing an artist.
Okay.
And,
Be honest about what your role was.
Yeah, I was in a crowd scene. No,
you were an extra.
I was at a concert. Oh, Jane, extra's a bit meaning of the term.
Just like Ride Like a Girl.
Minor yeah. Place. Do you know what I was? Non-speaking character.
Okay.
A non-featured extra.
Are you in the credits?
Why can't you just be happy for me?
I don't know. Yeah. It's very easy to tease you.
It's not correct.
Yeah.
Hello, Darren. No, sorry about great. That, Jason. Not right. Darren?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yep. You've Prison. Heard it feels like it's a woman who's whinging about something in the song, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
What's your guess?
Oh, my guess is it's a fine line between pleasure and pain.
Oh, divine.
Yeah, Chrissy knew how to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, that's a very good call because she has a lot to complain about in that song.
It's on the right track. It is not correct, though.
This is a whole genre of music, really, isn't it?
Okay.
Darren, bad luck. No chockies for you, Jamie. Jamie, come on. What do you got?
Hello. Is it the Beatles' Ticket to Ride? She's got a
ticket to ride. What? Oh, she has.
And she doesn't care. She's pretty independent.
Yeah, doing her own thing. It's not the Beatles.
It's not the Beatles.
It's not the Beatles.
I'm sorry Jane didn't get around that. I thought that probably deserved better, Jamie. But no.
I sort of went, really? That feels bizarre, but never mind.
Not too much love there.
Give him something.
Jamie,
let's give Jamie Brick Lane. I'll give it to
Brick Lane. I'll tell you what, $100 worth of grilled.
Jesus,
as well.
I didn't say go.
Thank you very much, guys.
Sorry, Jamie.
You may have overcompensated me.
Oh, my goodness.
I feel like he wasn't getting much love from the team.
But he's not getting the Brick Lane as well as the
$100. Yes, he is.
Oh,
he's
got
the grilled and the Brick Lane. What a night.
Possibly our worst.
It's not from Liverpool, too, is he?
Ring the show, get it wrong, and we'll reward you.
I blame the song whisperer. Nicole, straighten us out, would you? What
Come
are
on,
you
Nicole.
Thinking, Nicole?
What do you think?
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good. We're going
go
good,
ahead.
Nicole.
Alrighty. I think it's Seether by Veruca Salt.
Seether, Veruca Salt, who we had doing that
we
song
did.
On this very program.
Yeah.
Oh, this could be Glen Dam. We're in the neighbourhood. We're downtown.
We are in the neighbourhood.
I love this song.
And we could be in the mayor's office.
We are in the mayor's office. It's correct.
Hey, Nicole, you got it right. Are you handy with the tools? Because you've got yourself an 18-volt XR brushless 3-speed impact driver. It's powerful, yet compact, and it's part of DeWalt. They've got the yellow and black Friday happening. It's worth $637. You'll love that, won't you, Nicole?
Well done.
Throw in some grilled, too, I reckon.
What about $100 worth of grilled as well for some burgers and some chicken for you as well with your power tool? So.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And joining us now, the author of the 2020 Dictionary, the definitive guide to the year the world turned. Shit, new book on sale now. It's Dom Knight on Kennedy Malloy.
There aren't many authors who can get away with shit in the title, is there? I think the Bard used it once or twice.
You have asterisk the eye, though, so you've done that, Dom. How are you going?
How are you, Dom?
Hello. Yes, so there's a poo emoji for everyone to enjoy on Christmas morning.
This is the way the world's turning. Hey, we love having you on at this time of the year. It's almost a Christmas tradition for us. You're the author of Straypedia, of course, which is 2017, the Australian Dictionary, and, of course, now the 2020 Dictionary, the definitive guide to the year it all turned shit.
You've set yourself up nicely too, haven't you, to have something every year?
Yeah, well, thanks 2020 for having such a terrible year that I could write an entire book just about the misery of the past 12 months.
What are the highlights for you? Can you categorise them? Is there where do you go when you think of 2020?
Oh, look, it's just a whole smorgasbord, isn't it? Start with the bushfires, bit of flooding, bit of pandemic and a recession. I don't know what to go with. But the thing I liked about this year was how we coped. And I know Melbournians did this longer than most, but the baking. What was with the baking? I mean, Baker's Delight stayed open throughout the whole lockdown, and yet people are talking about artisanal flour. What was with that?
And starters too, Dom. I mean, if I hear one more person say, oh, this is my special starter, I've even got a nickname for it, I want to go and smash the glass jar.
Yeah, I mean, normally sort of rotting yeast thing, something you go to the GP about, isn't it?
Look, each for their own. Personally, in lockdown, I made a suit out of human skin. And to me, that was valuable use of my time.
It's good to have hobbies, Mick.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I do. And it's in my size, fortunately. So Prince Andrew, Prince Andrew was probably, if you're trying to go, who's took the most headlines? I see in your book, Dom, on before page 3, there's a picture of Prince Andrew.
Yeah.
And he's with another stand. He's in his full regalia standing next to someone, and your caption is, His Royal Highness in a rare photograph next to someone age-appropriate.
Well, we all know the photo we're talking about, don't we? And
we do.
I mean, Prince Andrew was not at his own daughter. He was at the wedding, but there were no photos of him at the wedding at all.
Yes.
It was the only royal wedding that we never found out about it in advance. They hid it away, and the Queen's only comment was, the wedding was good. That's all we got, and that is all we needed, I reckon, from the royal wedding. Best ever.
I like it. Kanye West, I think, is another one who I think of, who we possibly haven't seen the last, but he provided loads of highlights, I think, in 2020.
What I love about Kanye is that the campaign started. It kept going. It kept running. Everyone thought he'd given up, but he kept going.
Yeah.
And then on election day, apparently he was disappointed not to be elected president. You've got to love the
big
optimism.
Surprise.
Any man who provides a hologram of his wife's dead dad at a family get-together deserves some kind of award. What about some of the strange traditions? Will we ever get the handshake back? So that's what what I'm keen, because I'm a fan of the handshake.
Mm.
But
there's some
who don't. And are we confined to the elbow forever?
Well, the elbow has comedy value, which I like. There's no way of doing that elegantly or with
that's
dignity.
True.
So I think that's good. But no, I think the pash, the sort of both cheeks European style kiss, that's done.
Yes.
That's gone forever.
Yeah. What other things do we do this year that were, you know, that were different to what we used to?
Well, what I liked about this year, and I thought it would be awful, but it was actually quite good, the Zoom dinner party. We had a few in my family because I've got relatives all over the place.
Yeah.
And if you forget that you're on Zoom and it's really weird, it was actually quite nice. So I had a few good ones. Yeah. And I loved the face wine. My wife and some of her friends, like Friday evening, face wine, open the bottle, open FaceTime, and it's not as good as reality, but face wine. The other thing is later in the face wine, you're just pouring wine into your face, so it works whichever way you do it.
I like the way you make contact. Personally, for me, it was a big year for the dick pic. I just felt, you know, it's just
well, I fell for one of them because I started crocheting When I see that knitting was must have been right up there, I started crocheting and I also learned to play the ukulele. So that's
a
bit sad.
That is impressive. Fun? I wonder if anyone, given the time that they had, actually crocheted a dick pic, like with the extra time. I think if you receive one of those, you're kind of going, this is disgusting, but I admire the effort.
Oh, you would treasure
it. Or crochet a merkin for the dick.
Yes, there are so many options with
it. Wow. So clever.
See, and my mum was sitting around doing nothing in lockdown. What about pets? We've got a lot. Will there be an? Are we going to see the annual dumping of the dogs at the end of 2020?
Yeah, I'm worried that there's going to be, in 2021 is going to be the year of returns at the RSPCA. I'm quite worried about that. So look, if you got a pet this year, they should pass the law. You've got to keep it, surely at least 12 months before you give it back.
I think at least. Will you stick around? Because I believe you've got a quiz for Mick and I.
Oh, I do.
And is it from the book? Is it stuff that's in the book?
Stuff from 2020, absolutely.
It's the book is the 2020 Dictionary, the definitive guide to the year the world turned to shit. Dominic Knight, we love, these are stocking stuffers. These are absolute Christmas
and really
gold.
Clever.
Do you know, Dom, last year my Christmas book, it was the Donald Trump golf book, The Cheating at Golf. So I just went in and bought a dozen and just gave it to all my mates. Best one ever. I'll be doing the same with this year.
Oh, well, this year you can do the Donald Trump Cheating at Elections book.
All right, Dom Knight is with us. More after this. You're listening to Kennedy Malloy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong? This is Kennedy Malloy.
And Dom Knight's joining us too, the author of the 2020 Dictionary. It's in bookstores right now.
The year we fought over toilet paper. Yeah, it's the world.
How sad.
That's amazing, what it'll be forever marked as for me. Were you in aisle six when grown men punched on over a roll of toilet paper?
Oh. Yeah, I mean, AFL wasn't happening for a while, but people could do the big aerial mark over a roll of dunny paper. Now, I've got a quiz for you. Were you paying attention? That's always the thing.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of famous people got COVID this year. Yeah. Which of the following did not get COVID? Kim Kardashian, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Pink, or Peter Dutton?
Kim Kardashian did not get COVID.
She did not. Well done. Yeah, I mean, Kanye got it. Chloe got it.
Thank God Courtney didn't, because Courtney.
She's a favourite of Mick.
No, really. I don't know what it is. Something.
Yes, Pink got it, and Peter Dutton got it as well.
One of the first time he's charted a trend. Now, we were talking about Kanye in the last break. He was one of the delights of the year. He ran for president. What was the name of his political party? Was it the Party Party, the Birthday Party, the Yeezus Party, or the Jesus Walks Party?
Wow. I'm going to say the Party Party.
Jane. I'm going to say the Yeezus Party.
Amazingly, it was the Birthday Party. He actually thought that was a good idea.
He'll be running in 2024.
He's going to come back
up against Donald
that year.
You could be VP, Mick, I think. That would work beautifully. Yeah. And finally, look, it's been a tough year for sport, right? I mean, a lot of codes have tried different things to make up for the crowds and try and get some atmosphere. And they've done a lot of strange things. I want to know which of the following things did not happen at a football game, like a big, proper, big code on TV this year. A, using crowd audio straight from the FIFA PlayStation game. B, putting cardboard cutouts of fans in the stadium, like literally putting hundreds of them in the stadium.
Yes.
C, putting inflatable sex dolls in the stadium.
Yes.
Or D, bussing prisoners in to watch the game.
It's either A or D.
Yeah.
And bussing prisoners sounds like something from Asia.
I don't know, but it could be. I'm going to say they didn't bus prisoners in.
You're right, and I love that you didn't think of go for the inflatable sex dolls. That happened in Korea.
Oh, no, I knew. That's
FC,
obvious.
So you probably talked about it on air, but
no.
Extraordinary. And yes,
that happened in Korea. Yeah.
The British Premier League, whenever they play a game now, they've got the boffins from Electronic Arts, from FIFA, doing the sound effects for the crowd. You can't even tell.
It was a tough year for Pitch Invaders, wasn't it? You really had to plan it.
Yeah, very tough.
Get in
although,
there.
Who was going to stop you?
Well, that's right. Once you're in.
You're in.
Dom, how many people do you think will make their way back to work?
I think just about everyone except one Jay Kennedy.
I think she
looks set. I can see her on the camera.
She's in a secret location.
Very nice setup. Don't ever leave, Jane.
No. I won't. I'm happy as Larry.
And how's things in Sydney? All good?
Things are looking okay.
Lots of Melbourne comics heading your way. Mm.
Yeah, no, that's definitely the case. What's with that?
But I have no idea.
The Premier's just announced you can have 50 people to Christmas. Who has 50 people to Christmas? Man. The Berejiklian clan, are they sort of crowding him in?
Can I tell you?
Things are looking good.
This one, Dom, I thought this was the first year ever we were going to have COVID cover for Christmas. Yeah. Can you come to my Christmas party? Can you have Christmas on the day? Can you?
Oh, and everybody knows.
No, I can't. And I can't do that because that would be socially irresponsible.
But you know what you can do, Mick? You know, first thing Christmas morning, I'm really sorry. I've got a bit of a scratchy throat. I can't do it to you, Mum. I can't do it to you.
So
I'm
going to
get tested.
Good on you,
for you, Mum.
Well, I'll tell you what, I hope the first present I open under the tree is the 2020 dictionary.
Yeah. Merry Christmas to you.
Good on you, Dom.
Thanks for swinging by.
Always top shelf as usual.
Always a pleasure. Have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks,
you
Dom
too.
Knight. It's Kennedy Malloy.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Name the post, name the post. We even get a trailer. Name the post, that's to Quintrex. Without doubt, there goes the Quintrex. I love the way it just takes off.
Amazing.
Yep.
I can see like Captain Steubing kind of saluting.
Yes, that's right.
On the bow.
He was a jolly good captain too. This is probably our most successful competition,
unbelievable.
Right?
They've beaten the door down to get to this boat. It's a $38,000 Quintrex special. Yeah. We're about to name it. All right, here in my hand, Jane, I have the list of the top 10 finalists. The final names when that Quintrex pulls out of the harbour or is put into wet dock and goes Kong is going to have one of the following names. Are you ready? I need a drum roll.
Yes,
sorry,
go.
Dave. You need to build up some majesty here.
Oh, hey, that's pretty good.
Not bad.
That's for the winner.
It's not very nautical. Have you got something less timpani? Jane's gone Popeye. Yeah, okay, and let's marry that with some yacht rock.
A sea shanty.
Or a sea shanty and the timpani. Dave, come on. It's like lifting the skirts on what goes on at Kennedy Malloy. Look, one of the best in the business. All the way from Shepparton. As he pieces together one of the great sound beds.
The only sea thing I have is the honey drippers with the sea of love. So I don't have sea shanty.
I'll allow it.
Okay.
Now, add timpani.
Funny, I had a fiddle.
Add timpani.
Timpani.
I better be careful when I say that.
There you go.
That's better.
Happy with that.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, no, I like the other one. Go back to the other one.
That one?
And the timpani.
Get on with it.
And the... Yes. There it is.
Right.
Okay. Sounds good. Just keep doing it. The final
I feel seasick.
SS Studio. Oh.
Yes.
Joan Jetboat.
Yes.
Fleetwood Mackerel.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Daryl Braithwaves.
Excellent.
SS Kylie Minogue.
Yeah.
John Bon Jovi. Botox. Bot. Usain Bolt. No, Usain Boat.
Yeah.
And Mariah Ferry.
Oh, very good.
They're the 10. You know the names attached. We are about to put them into, take them to the higher court.
Yes.
And sort through this.
They're
10
all very
great
good.
Names
yep.
for one great boat. How are you feeling, Dave? Are you exhausted?
I'm all right. I'm really happy with all those names.
Oh, I feel nauseous.
Did anyone miss out?
A lot missed out, but we had to be pretty tough there, and we couldn't put in...
You can't face, I thought, was very
That was close, but we couldn't get that
We had over 13,000 entries, you know, so a lot missed out, sadly.
I heard it was 16.
Day. Fireworks and some lids and some shooting guns in air, all at the same time.
Jesus. Thanks to Quintrex, this is Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And it's all thanks to Choice Hotels. You can book direct at choicehotels.com.
I'll tell you what, I'm on holidays as of this time next week.
Yeah.
And I will be looking around the big brown land for the perfect place to go on holiday. And I'll be staying at one of the 180 Choice Hotels across Australia and New
Good
Zealand.
Good idea, Mick.
Even if I don't know where I'm going, I'll rock up to town and go, do you have a Choice Hotel? Great. I will stay there.
Yep.
It is your passport to quality. And on the line now, owner-operator of one of those hotels. He's Mick Ciotta. Have I pronounced that right?
It's actually Ciotta there, Mick.
Ciotta or Cicotto?
Cicotta.
Cicotta. Oh,
can I buy a vowel?
Hey, guess what? He's close enough.
I'm just going to call you Mick. Yeah. I can remember that. It's simple. It's straightforward. How are you, buddy?
Very well, thank you, Mick.
Well, congratulations on being the owner of Econo Lodge Spa Motor in Moree in northern New South Wales. It's a famous town, Moree. It's been pictured in many movies. Yeah. I know people have stayed there. Tell us a bit about the local surrounds, Mick.
So, as a lot of people, if they're not aware, Moree is really renowned for its artesian water up here. So a lot of people travel all over Australia to come and indulge in our fantastic waters. And the Artesian Aquatic Centre has one of the world-renowned wellness centres as well. There's spa beds, you can get a massage.
Oh, the girls would love that.
Sounds good.
I'd be into that, Mick. How hot does the water get? Because I don't like chilly water.
All right. So the water comes naturally out of the ground at 43 degrees.
Oh, okay. That's all right. That'll be
warm.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, that's very nice.
That'll be fantastic. People, as you said, come from all around Australia to get involved in that kind of activity.
I'm looking at a photo of it right now, Mick, and I'm looking at your beautiful pool area with a barbecue and a beautiful table that that's assuming the guests can set up outside.
Correct. And that's one of our attractions where we get a lot of European tourists that like to do their barbecues. And,
Bit of al fresco dining.
Yes, we do. We do actually do a lot of entertaining out there. We put a roast pig or a roast lamb on.
Yum.
Now you're talking.
You had me at home.
And you've got a big dining room there too, it looks like. So you do breakfast there. Do you do other meals?
Yeah, so Masrina Bar and Grill, which is our newly built restaurant, which we only built 2 years ago, is very, very popular within the community and very popular with a lot of the corporate clients as well.
Well there you go. You. Well, why don't we have a corporate retreat? Yeah. A Kennedy Malloy corporate retreat at the O'Connor Lodge Spa Motor Inn, Moree. You're a dick if you're in the Moree area and you don't swing by and say g'day to Mick and the team at the O'Connor Lodge Spa Motor Inn, Moree. Good on you, Mick.
Well done,
thanks
Mick.
For swinging by today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Have a lovely day.
Yeah, you too.
Cheers.
Choice Hotels. Book direct at choicehotels.com.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Well, that's another day in the can. Done. Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy.
Close and closer to naming that boat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. I love those names that we've got.
Maybe
that
we
the
should.
Top 10.
Once we've got the boat, we should film a below deck on whoever gets the boat.
Well, as long as I'm the guest, and I would like to be the horrible guest, yes, I would like to just say, have you got any Whispering Angel rosé, please? That's what I'd order.
You sounds a bit that's like what the Crown. It sounds all your impersonations from the Crown at the moment. Very hoity-toity.
Whatever do you mean, mate? Quite,
now, who's that? Is that Maggie Thatcher?
I know, that's the Queen. What about what she said when she didn't know one of, well, she was in your corner, of course. We played it earlier on. When she didn't know who this incredibly huge and one of Dave's favourite artists is.
I've got a new shine for the Queen.
Take a listen.
Now, much more importantly, who is Billy Joel?
Billy Joel.
Oh, Joel?
Yes. Uptown Girl.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to start watching this show.
You have got this. I told you it's
like
good.
A little
you won't
Britain
believe
sketch. And just hear the cutlery clanking away. That is how I imagine your dinners with Rob.
To me, at one end of a dining table.
Rob, have you been paying attention? It was very good.
And who is this? Mick Malloy. Who is this? Dangerous Dick.
Wow. Hey.
I'm glad it tickled your fancy.
How many seasons in are we?
Four. You've got a lot of catching up to do.
I do indeed. Hey, well, good luck to everyone at the Arias tonight.
Oh, indeed, yes.
As I said, it's not like being inducted into the sound.
Oh, well, that's true. And that happened just last week for you too, Australian Archive.
Well, no one can be as fortunate in the Australian sound
not as great as you.
It's not a bad
sound
gong.
Archive.
No, it's
Daryl
a very
Braithwaite
good
wins
gong.
Again, I swear again. I swear I will
I've
go.
Told you to back off, Daryl. It's not funny anymore.
All right, who's on tomorrow?
We've got Warnie, Merrick, and Andy. I don't even need to say their last names. Okay?
Elaine Benstead from Zoo South Australia is going to pop in and say good day as well.
So, I cannot wait. Right.
Tomorrow's Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Why not book your next break direct with Choice Hotels? Wherever you're headed, Choice Hotels are there, with hotels in every state and territory. Save 20% when you book direct at choicehotels.com. Terms apply.